This morning on WMUK, we're going to be looking at the Chinese New Year Gala to be held at 7 p.m. this Saturday at Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo. And here to talk about it are the president and member of the Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo. I'd like to welcome Li Jin. Hi.
Hello.
And John Voss. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me here. I've been looking forward to this interview for quite a while because I feel like I'm here to learn about some traditions, about Chinese New Year, why it's important in Kalamazoo, who can attend, and what we might see on Saturday at Chenery Auditorium. So I'll start with you, Li Jin. You've been the president of the Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo for 3 years. And you joined 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Forgive me. Is it important to have an organization that celebrates Chinese culture for Chinese Kalamazooans in West Michigan?
Yes, it is. We have a large population of Chinese community in Kalamazoo. So it's so important for them to feel that they still can have their tradition and practice in Kalamazoo area. So that Chinese New Year Gala is very important for them to get together and you enjoy the Chinese New Year celebration together.
So this is one of the biggest celebrations of the year.
Yes.
Yes. How do you plan for it? How many people are you expecting on Saturday?
Well, we're expecting hundreds to thousands. Normally, we always have almost like 1,000 people come to see the show.
1,000 people.
Yeah.
And how many years has the Chinese Association been putting on this New Year's Gala?
It is a 39th Chinese New Year celebration in Kalamazoo. So it had been a long history here.
39 years. I'd like to bring in John Voss as well. John, you have been part of this association for over 10 years?
Yeah, it's been 12. This will be my 12th year. I started in the Year of the Rat. I'm finishing the Year of the Rat.
What did you see in this association that made you want to take part and participate?
I have many friends that were Chinese originally, and then I ended up marrying a very nice Chinese woman. So we're... that's how I got involved with it. And it's a very good thing that we share and we understand all the people that live in Kalamazoo. And the Kalamazoo Chinese, they do a lot actually for Kalamazoo. The CAGK in its history has helped feed the hungry. You know, we give food to the shelter downtown. Anytime anybody needs help with visa or they have just moved to Kalamazoo, they need a place to live. You know, if they're from, it doesn't actually, it just have to be Chinese. It can be anybody who can contact us, and we can help them with whatever they need. So we're a nonprofit organization that's really involved a lot with the Kalamazoo area.
I'm afraid that what I'll say next might take us a little too far off topic. It's a little personal, yeah. But I had very little exposure to Chinese friends or culture mm-hmm. for most of my life, I guess, until I... A family member joined our family.
Okay.
My sister married Greg Wong, and my introduction was a splendid wedding feast where it was an incredible celebration, and dish after dish after dish came out.
Yes.
And my husband, who loves food, memorized the names of each one. Mm-hmm. And on our drive home, we just listed the food over and over to try to remember how many incredible dishes had been served. And since then, it's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship. That just goes to say sometimes you need to get outside your, it doesn't have to be through marriage. You can just get outside your normal day-to-day and experience a gala like this. This is a great opportunity.
And the food to the Chinese is very important. If you go to China, and I've been there several times, and of course, Lily is from China, but I think you spend most of your time planning your next meal. when you're over there on vacation, right? You get up, you have a great breakfast, then you go, oh, what are we going to do for lunch? Oh, what are we going to do for dinner?
No, food is a big culture and for Chinese to, you know, people get together and they enjoy food. This is a social for yes. social culture for the Chinese people.
Yeah. Much more than just a meal.
Eating. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to remind listeners, the gala is on Saturday, yes. and tickets are available online if you go to cagk.org.
Yes.
That's the Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo. I've also seen tickets on sale at Pacific Rim Foods, which is on Kilgore, and they'll be available at the door as well. So you can find out all that information online at cagk.org. Let's start looking at what some of the activities and celebrations will be on Saturday. What do you bring together for this?
Well, every year we gather talented artists to perform this live event in Kalamazoo, mostly our Chinese music, you know, singing and dance and acrobat sometimes and kung fu maybe and then live paintings and lion and dragon dance.
That's an iconic image in my mind. I see, you know, an elaborate figure that's kind of powered by lots of people.
Yes.
And that's typical of Chinese New Year.
Yes, it is.
And it is.
One thing we've added this year, too, is we have the Kalamazoo Male Chorus is coming, and they're going to be singing a Chinese song for us.
Yes.
We also bring in the fiddlers. They play Chinese music for us. So it's not just the Chinese Americans that are part mm-hmm. of the show, but we invite people from Kalamazoo, the local people also, to sing or play or whatever they can do to add to it.
That's right. I see that the Kalamazoo Prep String mm-hmm. Symphonic Orchestra, led by Audrey Lipsy, will be there on Saturday for
yes.
a traditional song, a couple of traditional mm-hmm. songs, The Joy of Spring and You and Me. And the spring is really part of the point
yes.
here. It's the Lunar New Year, and spring is coming next. And it's, you know, historically so important for farming and farmers for spring to go well.
That yeah. you kind That's of... why it's a lot of times you'll see some people call it Chinese New Year, and some people call it the Spring Festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's either way. Yeah.
What else is associated with this festival and ways to bring good luck for the next season? There's dragon dance.
Yes, yeah. No, and the reason for the dragon dance, I think we talked about earlier, was because of a story that started a long time ago. Maybe Lily can tell us about the story, why they introduced the dragon dance. No. About the little boy, Yin?
No, that's about the Chinese New Year.
Right, go ahead.
Okay. And the Spring Festival was original. Is a day that pray God for good, you know, as what you said earlier, for good planting and harvest season. According to legend, that there was a monster named Nian, that it would come about every New Year's Eve, and most people would hide in their homes. And one boy was brave enough to fight him off using firecrackers. And the next day, people celebrate their survival by setting off more crackers, and then that practice become part of Chinese New Year. So every year that people stay up at Chinese New Year Eve and sit around the table and watching CCTV Chinese New Year Gala. So in Chinese New Year Gala, we have dragon dance always that in as the beginning of the show. And then lion dance at the end of the show
in the
New Year celebration.
Is Saturday the actual New Year?
It's the first day of New Year.
It's the first day of the New Year. Okay.
That's totally by accident.
Yes.
Usually we try to get it the same week, and this year it just happened to be the same day.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Even better.
This is the year of rat.
Yeah.
Yes.
One thing you see that when we have the lion dance, the children that are involved with that will try to feed the lion and make the lion happy, this monster happy, right?
Yeah.
And so there's importance to all of that. So if you, the people that are listening, if you look up the history of Chinese New Year, you'll understand better of why the things that you see on stage Saturday happens.
I think one of the things that really struck me when we were chatting before we went on the air is how important family is at this time of year and how important it is to gather and be with family. It's almost not optional.
In China, billions of people just before the Chinese New Year, they all went, you know, travel all over and then go back to home to have family reunions. This is the most important time for every Chinese family. They have to be together.
John, you made an interesting statistic related yes. to this. What did you say about the East and West?
Yeah, it's comparable to everybody in the United States going from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's how many people have to move in China, and that's probably the distance a lot of them have to go. And the interesting thing is a lot of the people will work in factories and things, and this is the only time they have to go back home. To go back to their homes is during Chinese New Year. And so a long time ahead of time, they have to get their tickets for the train, for the plane or bus or however the way they're going to get back. Everybody has to plan a long time ahead of time to go back. It's interesting. It's a huge movement. All of China moves.
Yeah. Also, Chinese New Year is the longest holiday in China.
Yeah. How many days is it, Lily?
It's about 20 days.
20 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, everyone works that much harder the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah. So this is significant, as you said, to billions of people, as well as right here in Kalamazoo, bringing family together and also celebrating some of the traditions that go along with Chinese New Year. This happens on Saturday at 7 o'clock in Channery Auditorium, which is the hall that holds thousands of people, and anyone is welcome to arrive on Saturday. You can pay at the door, but tickets are available in advance right now through the website cagk.org, Chinese Association of Greater Kalamazoo.org, and also down at Pacific Rim Foods on Kilgore. So this is the 39th gala that has been held in Kalamazoo by the CAGK. And as always, it will feature lots of performing, music, dance. You said live painting, Li Jin.
Yes, last year we have our artists who went on the stage and they did in 2-3 minutes and did a nice white, live painting. It was Chinese painting, and it was like lily pad.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And during the painting, in the past, we have this almost every year. Sometimes there'll be a Tai Chi person dancing or a dancer or a musician playing. So it's not just the painting. There's two things going on at one time. It's really interesting. I think there was a girl playing an instrument last year, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a girl playing an instrument last year, a Chinese instrument. So it's interesting.
I'm looking at the program that you brought along right now, and I think there's absolutely zero chance of getting bored during this celebration.
Yeah, almost like dancing. It's very interesting, and we're all excited.
Yeah. It's sponsored by a number of organizations and businesses in Kalamazoo coming together to help create this gala.
Yeah, can I say a shout out to a few of those? Is that okay? Okay. We want to thank, of course, Western Michigan University's Confucius Institute has helped out a lot this year. Pacific Rim, of course, they always do a good job of advertising for us and selling tickets for us. Hunan Gardens, they help us with advertising. They've donated money. And especially we want to thank Lynn Zhang, Zhang Financial. She is our host every year. She's been doing this for a long time. She does a fantastic job. She keeps the show going really, really well. And she's just a great woman altogether. Her and Charles, we appreciate their help every year.
Well, I'm really glad that here on WMUK we can share this with listeners too. And I apologize for missing the past 38 celebrations, but I think next year we can talk about this again for sure. And before we go, what else during the year do you offer publicly? Are there other performances or gatherings that the public can attend that you offer?
Well, CHK always, we have, every year we organize a free summer picnic for members, but we welcome anybody to join us. Then at that time, we have fun games and activities for people to enjoy. That's another one. And
yeah, we participate in a lot of different things. We have, every year, we have what's called the Moon Festival or the China Fest that we hold here at Western Michigan University at the Student Center. Okay, we always take part in the Peace Pizzazz. They didn't have it last year, but we've always been part of that. The Doodah Parade, the Chinese Association is always part of the Doodah Parade.
Art Hop.
Yeah, Art Hop. We will be doing Art Hop on February 7th this year at Epic Center, mm-hmm. the first Friday of February. So we'll have music there, and we'll have some dancing and different things going on at Epic Center. We do the Heritage Festival in Portage every year. So if you go to our website, we always have a list of things that we're involved with, and there's a lot of things. Anything that has to do with sharing heritage or some kind of festival that has different cultural meaning, we're involved with that.
That's wonderful. The website, again, is cagk.org. Any other special New Year's traditions that we can talk about? I've read that making sure you clean your house before the New Year is important.
Yes, yes.
You just want to start afresh.
Yes, that's right. And then we wear red, you know, we decorate everything. And
the color
and
red.
Yes. And we exchange presents, and especially for elder people, and give the younger kids a red envelope. They put money inside to transfer good luck and fortune and to the kids. So that's, and also the boss also, you know, gave the red envelope to the employee to show appreciation for the whole year's hard work, and friends exchanging red envelope to, you know, express their friendship.
Are there any specific foods that belong in New Year's celebration?
Well, especially in Chinese New Year's Eve at midnight, we have to eat dumplings.
Dumplings?
Yes.
So Friday night, everyone's going to be filling up with dumplings.
I hope so.
We need the good luck, don't we?
Yes, sure do. We sure do. Well, Li Jin, what are some of your favorite memories of Chinese New Year that you could share with us, with your family?
Well, in my memories, Chinese New Year is always the happiest time in my, you know, in all time. And we all get together, me and my brother and my parents, and we sit at table at 8 o'clock, and we have a feast on the table. So many dishes of food. I think we can finish for like a whole week. And my father, he's a good cook, and he cook all kinds of delicious food.
Wow.
And then we sit at table and watching CCTV and Chinese New Year gala. And after the dinner, and we will sit at the table and play mahjong. It's one kind of, you know.
Everyone can play mahjong.
Yes. Yeah. And mostly my mom always loves, you know, she just, pretend to lose and give us money, actually.
Oh.
So me and my brother always want some money. And next day we use that money to buy some present.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And John, you have some good memories of.
Oh, I do. I have being involved so many years. I've been on stage several times. I've done a Tai Chi sword dance with a group. We've done, what's the instrument? The halusa. Mm-hmm. Halusa. We've played that. It's an instrument that's shaped like a gourd. I should have brought it and played it for you.
You should have. You should have had me try to play it.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed
it's
that.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I've been up there on stage several times. It's fun to perform in front of your friends and family and stuff. And my stepdaughter, she's been involved, and this will be her 12th or 13th year that she's danced on stage. She does solos there. She's a fantastic dancer. So it's, shout out to Whitney Zhang. So she always does a really good job. But it's nice that the families can bring their children and they can watch them perform, and so they can. It's dancing and singing, playing instruments. It's just a really good time for everybody.
So. Well, let me share once again the details. Okay. The celebration starts at 7 o'clock, the Chinese New Year Gala at Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo. Details and tickets available at CAGK.org. Again, that's CAGK. And finally, what have I forgotten? What are anything we may have missed out in sharing with our listeners this morning?
It's going to be, starts at 7, and we should be done by 9, okay? There is not going to be any food there, okay? And people can't bring food. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you're tempted.
Yeah, we'd love to. Yeah, we would love to have food there because it's such an important part of the Chinese New Year, but there won't be any food there. We're sorry. But the tickets that are have little little tags on them that you can use at the different local restaurants. And if Lily will give me a ticket, I can tell you which restaurants we can use those at, or you can get a percentage off. Okay, so you can get the Sichuan Cuisine gets 20% off. Hunan Gardens, you can get 15% off. Hibachi Sushi Buffet gets 15% off. The Kumo Hibachi and Sushi, 15% off. Joy Fong, 15% off. Kyoto Steakhouse gets 10% off. And the Great Wall has buy one, get one 50% off. So all these restaurants have their signs up, yeah, and they've done something to help the CAGK in the past.
Yes.
And so we allow them to put their coupons in here. And it's a
Thank you. That was important. Thank you for adding that. And Lee Jin, your final thoughts or anything we missed today that you wanted to pass along to listeners this morning?
Well, we thank you for inviting us for this program, and you know, we are so excited to be there, and I hope everyone will come and share the happiness with us on 25th. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll close with a little bit of music. The composer is Ma Si Kong. The violinist is Xiao Mei Ku, and the pianist is Ning Lu. This is Dragon Lantern Dance.